In China, they have launched, or rather released on January the 28th, the fifth space five-year plan. This was done by the State Council Information Office. Now, the plan is divided into several parts, and in addition to looking forward to the next 5 years, it also looks back on the past 5 years. So in terms of space transport system, in other words, rockets to you and me, from 2016 to the end of 2021, China completed 207 launch missions. Of these, 183 were by Long March rockets, with a success rate of 96.7%. Now, Long March rockets are being upgraded towards non-toxic and pollution-free exhausts. Commercial launch vehicles have entered service. Successful demonstration flight tests on reusable launch vehicles have been carried out. In the next 5 years, China will continue to improve the capacity and performance of its space transportation system. This will include a new generation manned rocket. Satellite remote sensing is another topic discussed in the five-year plan. The China High-Resolution Earth Observing System has been largely completed using satellites for remote sensing and environmental disaster management. More than 100 million images have been delivered. Ocean observations are being made around the globe by the Haiyang satellites. And the Fengyang satellites observe the global atmosphere for meteorological prediction and disaster monitoring. In the area of satellite communications, the Zhongxing satellites ensure the uninterrupted, stable broadcasting and television services. Other satellites are able to relay data at 50 gigabits per second. The Tiantong series of satellites provide mobile communications to handheld terminals to users in China and certain parts of the Asia Pacific. In satellite navigation, the 30-satellite Beidou navigation satellite system is now complete and has the capacity to serve the world. This includes positioning, navigation, timing, global search and rescue, and short message communication. In the next 5 years, the Beidou system will be improved. The development of Beidou has been coordinated with the United States' Navstar Global Positioning System, Russia's GLONASS system, and Europe's Galileo system. The aim is to make all four systems compatible and interoperable. Now to manned spaceflight. China has made solid steps in construction of its space station, which has already been occupied by crews of Shenzhou 12 and Shenzhou 13. In the near future, China will launch the Wentian and Mingtian experimental modules, the Zhongtian space telescope, and further Shenzhou manned spacecraft and Tianzhou cargo craft. When the space station is complete, astronauts will conduct long-term assignments. China will, in the next 5 years, continue studies and research on the plan for a human lunar landing. To this end, a new generation manned spacecraft will be developed. Key technologies to lay a foundation for exploring and developing cislunar space will be researched. Now, going further afield, the lunar and planetary aims of China. In the next 5 years, China will continue to do lunar and planetary exploration. The Chang'e 6 lunar probe will collect and bring back samples from the polar region of the moon. The Chang'e 7 will be launched to perform a precise landing in the moon's polar regions and make a hopping exploration in the permanently shadowed area. The Chang'e 7 operation will be coordinated with Russia's Lunar Resource 1 orbiter mission. And this will give data on the water distribution of the moon. Remember that we think this water, not liquid water, but solid water, ice, at least the South Pole and probably the North Pole with the moon. Now, research and development of key technology required for the Chang'e 8 lunar mission will be carried out starting in 2025 for a launch in 2030. China will also work with other countries to build an international research station on the moon. In the next 5 years, China will launch asteroid probes to sample near-Earth asteroids and probe main belt comets. Also in the five-year plan is the completion of key technological research on Mars sampling and return. Now, this sounds like an actual Mars sampling mission is at least 5 years away. Now, exploration of the Jupiter system is also in China's five-year plan. In the area of space physics, in the next 5 years, China will launch a satellite for space gravitational wave detection. To this end, the Taiji-1 and the Tianqin-1 satellites have already been launched to support the program. An advanced space-based solar observatory will also be launched, as will a high-precision magnetic field measurement satellite.